How to do your own inquiry. Now that you've heard the overview, here are the instructions. 1. When you feel disturbed, upset, or simply unhappy about some situation in the present or the past, notice the thoughts that are running through your mind and write down the one that hurts the most right now. If you're convinced that it's a feeling, not a thought, give the feeling a voice. Write down what the feeling would say as a short, simple statement. For example, he just walked out the door, and that means he doesn't care about me. Just writing down the thought that's been tormenting you is a powerful act. Now you can question it. 2. Ask you if it's true. He doesn't care about me. Is it true? Don't ask if the thought matches what you've been told or have learned. Don't consider the way life is supposed to look. He didn't put down the newspaper when you came into the kitchen. He didn't call to tell you he'd be late. He walked out the door without saying goodbye. But can you be sure that any of this means he doesn't care about you? Don't consult the part of you that knows what the answer should be. The question is, does the thought match what you know inside? Does that thought resonate with your deepest sense of reality? Can you absolutely know that it's true that he doesn't care about you? I don't know it's as good an answer here as yes or no. 3. Explore how you live when you believe this thought. Overall, does this thought bring peace or stress to your life? Does it bring you closer to the people you love, or does it separate you from them? How do you react when you believe the thought, he doesn't care about me? What does it feel like to believe it? How do you treat yourself and others? How do you treat him? Take your time with this process. Picture yourself believing the thought. Do you react with sadness, depression, anger? Do you withdraw from him? Do you try to win him over? Do you judge yourself and feel like a failure? Do you light up a cigarette or head for the refrigerator? Be as precise and detailed as you can be. 4. Explore what life would be like without the thought. Use your imagination to give yourself a glimpse of who or what you would be without this thought. Don't look for a better thought to substitute for the painful one. Just live for a while in the space that opens up when you view your situation without the old thought. Pretend that you don't have the ability to think the thought. What would that be like? Look at him in your mind's eye without the thought, he doesn't care about me. Maybe you will simply see a man who is deeply absorbed in reading his newspaper, who loves his wife, but doesn't want to shift his attention to her right now. Maybe without the thought, he doesn't care about me, you'll find it easy to take pleasure in his pleasure. 5. Turn the thought around. Consider reversed or opposite versions of the thought. If a certain turnaround doesn't make sense to you, don't bother with it. Turn the original statement around any way you want to until you find the turnarounds that penetrate the deepest. Turning around, he doesn't care about me. I don't care about him. When I feel hurt, I withdraw or get angry, and I don't care what he feels. I don't care about me. I don't care about myself when I go to war against someone I love. I take away my own peace of mind. I put myself in a hostile situation. I create an enemy for myself. I give myself a lot of stress and sadness. This is when addictive behavior such as binging, smoking, or overeating begins to kick in. He does care about me. He may love me and still speak harshly to me. He may love me and still want to leave me. Ask yourself if any of your turned-around versions seem as true as, or even truer than your original thought, and if they do, find 3 genuine ways in which each of them is true. Turnarounds can dramatically set you free from a thought, especially if you've loosened your belief in it by following the earlier steps. Ask 4 questions and turn it around, the pocket-size reminder of the work. Whenever you feel a stressful thought, these 4 questions and the turnaround will guide you through your inquiry. Is it true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? How do I react when I think this thought? Who or what would I be without the thought? Turn the thought around and find three genuine examples of how each turnaround is as true as, or truer than, the original statement.